This is Sifu Clear with the gang here from Clear's Tai Chi around the country. And today we've got with us Harry Legg in up in New Jersey.
Hello there, Sifu. Hello, hello. Thank you.
Matt Holker from here in Maryville, Tennessee, outside of Knoxville.
Hi, everybody.
Jim Kelly in Boca Raton.
Good afternoon from sunny Florida.
You bastards. Oh, we have snow and ice and rain. Ah! Okay.
I'll be up there next week. Don't worry.
And why are you going to be up here next week?
We have a personal thing up in New Jersey I got to go to.
Oh, okay. Yep. See how the other half has to live. Ah! Okay. Daniel Stringer.
How are you doing? Also in like 78 degrees.
Okay. So today we're going to talk a little bit about form applications. And we are getting closer and closer to the Tai Chi fighting workshop, which will be the last full weekend in January, starting on Wednesday, January the... Actually, it won't be the last weekend. Will it be the third weekend? What's the date? So it'll be starting on the 22nd.
Yes, that's right. It's the 22nd through the 25th, or I'm sorry, 26th.
Thank 22nd that, through and the 26th. 22nd is a Wednesday, and we'll start at 2:00 in the afternoon. So I recommend you either come in very early Wednesday morning, or if you can come in on Tuesday, that'll be smarter for you. We did set it at 2 so that you can fly out if you're up in the wintry north. Then you'll want to probably come on Tuesday in case your flight gets delayed and that kind of thing, like Tuesday evening. Okay, so in that, we're going to cover some things like applications that are some of the jings, like waving and coiling and that kind of a thing for fighting. And then, of course, a bunch of fighting and sparring and how the art actually works and gets used for that, some of how the softness is actually used in that context and other things. And so I'm putting on video and will at workshops, upon request, do videos that are straight out application of move videos. And by the way, this workshop will not be that this workshop assumes you have some of that and then is teaching you how to fight with all of that and actually in movement and process and how it fights, not how it applies moves. And so we're doing move application stuff separately. We've already got some out there, like the eye, throat, groin. I highly recommend prior to the workshop. If you don't have it yet, you should get that. By the way, if you want to come to that workshop, the email, the web address for it is taichifighting.com. And that'll give you a lot more details on it and all that kind of thing. All right. So... eye, throat, and groin would be a video I would recommend. Ones that I don't have filmed yet that will be coming up either in 2020 or a few of them possibly in 2021 will be extreme bone breaking techniques of Tai Chi. And I was asked about this. And so what I'm going to tell you is that Tai Chi uses whole body weight when it moves in a way so that it stays very soft. Like a bag of sand kind of a thing, but or a bag of water where it can move. And yet, as long as you weigh more than 50 pounds, every time you move, you're easily able to put that whole 50 pounds into something. So it's not tension, but there is a lot of weight being used in very proper, specific kinds of ways. And so a lot of the extreme bone breaking techniques are very to see, but when they're actually applied, it's very soft, for lack of a better way to say this, not a lot of effort on the part of the Tai Chi person, but has more than enough pounds of weight to execute breaks in a lot of different kinds of ways through the set. And so it's a lot of it's applied leverage, and most of the moves have some specific leverage places in them where it really is for that kind of a purpose in a lot of the different positions. Anyway, so that's one of the ones. We may end up doing that one this coming June as one of the pre-gala workshops at the Tai Chi Gala. There's elbow and knee techniques in almost every move. there are throws and takedowns in pretty much every move. And then a lot of those throws and takedowns are done ideally pretty much at contact or very, 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 like as soon as you really get positioned there or they grab a hold of you. And again, it's that applied body weight and softness like I'm talking about. Extreme whip hand techniques. Now, if you look at the form, that might be a little more obvious, although some of them are not. And there's a lot of different ways to do those whips and think like a whip that you would, you know, you see in the movies, but it's your hands and arms and fingers and palms and palm waving type stuff, but that's applied as whips, whips that way. And then coming right off of where the moves are at. A lot of times those moves are balanced in some way that makes them a lot in the Tai Chi form in the moves in a way that makes them a lot faster, more explosive, and helps determine position and direction and angles and how to really get power delivery on those kind of strikes. And then some keys to it that make it really, really strong. Like for that one, when I have somebody do a break, instead of having them break a whole board, we actually break a board once and then we take the half board, which if you try to pound it normally, it's almost impossible to break. I mean, it's strong. You do the extreme whip hand techniques properly, and you can break the average person can break the half board. It's that strong. And so I'll be showing how to do that, and then a bunch of the applications and that kind of thing when we do that video.
And now a word from our sponsor.
Tai Chi fights with internal power. The moves are important, but without internal power, it is just empty choreography. It is even said that with the right internal power skills, you could defend yourself with just one move. On FightingTaiChi.com, I proved the point. I created a course that teaches the must-haves for generating internal power and a bunch of different ways to use that internal power for self-defense. Each of the applications comes right from the very first move in most Tai Chi forms. And although it's all the same move, it does a lot of different things when you put the internal power into it. The secrets of the first move in Tai Chi shows you how to do that. Get it right now at FightingTaiChi.com. That's FightingTaiChi.com.
And last but not least is poison hand techniques. Poison hand is something a lot of people have heard of. They've heard that Tai Chi has it. If they've looked at the martial side and read the stuff and all that, but there's a lot of little nuances to that, including other aspect of the demok and how that demok gets applied and the five different aspects of demok, five different basic kinds of demok strikes, and they all exist in the Tai Chi, and then how that kind of comes through the moves with poison hand, just spread throughout it when you understand what it is. It'll help you look at your Tai Chi form and see it in a very different light than what people normally think of when they think of Tai Chi, except it'll actually make your Tai Chi flow a lot more properly if you understand what the poison hand is doing and how it's doing it. It's in there the whole time. Most forms, you can see it. The person doesn't know it most of the time, but it's actually, if you move with the Tai Chi form very correctly. Anyways, those applications will make the Tai Chi form happen a lot better than if somebody's got inappropriate tensions or stiffness or positions somewhere. The poison hand demok technique should really make that jump out and tell people where and why and how and what the problems are and all that kind of thing. Anything else? That's pretty much what I had to talk to you guys about today for our public meeting here. We will have those videos once we've done, filmed them and done them and all that available on cleartaichi.com. And of course, we'll have them for like a release sale or something like that when we first put them out. That way, you're getting a notification and you're aware. By the way, if you don't get notifications from us, make sure to send probably Matt an email or contact us and let us know, hey, I'm not getting any emails from you guys and I want that. And Matt, is there somewhere basic they would go or should something they should do to get notifications like that if they're wanting it?
Go to cleartaichi.com and sign up for the free practical guide to internal power. It'll be right there on the homepage.
Cool. Yep. And then we've got some stuff. We've got a little bit of martially oriented stuff on there too. Although it's mostly about internal power and health and that kind of thing. There is some martial stuff on there. So, all right. And if you've got questions about any of these kinds of techniques in the Tai Chi, please feel free to ask and, you know, write it in the comments below and of where we posted this for you. And we'll be happy to comment in the body of the thread on Facebook and all that. Okay. Anything you guys want to add or talk about?
Yeah. Well, yeah, something I would just add this morning. I had a class with a guy who's studying Aikido. It's like the samurai cutting art. And it was really cool. I did his class first because I think it's good to listen before we talk. And I went through his class and I was listening to all the different cuts and all the different nuances. And they would describe their art as very internal. And so after about an hour class, I picked up some cool things. And it was, you know, pretty interesting stuff. And then I was referencing how some of it related to some of the Tai Chi principles that we do. And then I got to show him some things. And it really blew him away, because when you really start understanding real internal power and you really got real internal mechanics, it's so very different than what most people think about or do, or even in external martial arts, what we think about generating force, receiving force. And so my encouragement in that interaction, and he was very, very encouraged, very challenged, and really enjoyed the things I had to share with him. If you are someone who does martial arts, whether it's Japanese, Chinese, Korean, Salat, any of these different things, and you may think, hey, well, I've got internal stuff or I have whatever, come check it out, because I did martial arts for a very long time before I got with Sifu Clear. And it's just a whole nother ballgame. And it's one of the few places that the words and the reality line up. I see a lot of people that they talk about things in a certain way, but then when you see them move or they do the techniques, the words don't really line up with reality. In this system, what he's saying he's going to show you and the things he's going to show you're going to be able to do, it's reality, and it really brings it all together. And it's just very different than what most people, even if you've been exposed to martial arts, it's very different than what you're expecting. So I would say, you know, give it the chance. I did 4 or 5 years ago, and I've been coming ever since because it just blows me away. So
cool. Thank you, Dan.
You're welcome.
All right. So I know this is short. This is Thanksgiving weekend and all of that. That's what we've got for today. And we look forward to interacting with you more next time. Thanks. Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you, Sifu.
Thank you, Sifu.
Thank you,
Sifu.
Thank you, everybody.
Happy Thanksgiving, guys.
Happy Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. And Merry Christmas by the time you guys see this, probably.
And now, a word from our sponsor.
When you use an internal iron palm strike, the other guy feels like he got hit by a brick. It doesn't matter where your hit lands, only that it lands. Internal iron palm gives you fight-ending power, literally in the palm of your hands. And with my unique online program, you get that power on autopilot. My name is Richard Clear, and internal power is what I do. I created a unique online course to give my students internal iron palm in as little as 5 minutes a day. The method is simple to do, and you do it completely by yourself, so nobody will know the source of your newfound power. The program is so successful, I put a money back guarantee on it. Find out more at internalironpalm.com. That's internalironpalm.com. Thank you.